Here for a final segment of Sounds of the Game, as Scott City dropped the regional round of the playoff game, 43-14 to the Riley County Falcons, as we hear the comments here from assistant coach Landon Frank in our post-game interview on Friday nights, and here's what he had to say.
Coach, you knew coming in, this is going to be a tough team to beat. A lot of speed and a lot of skill across there, especially with Nick Allen and Trey Harmison. And you guys had some good stops early on, but, boy, they are just so tough to contain, those two.
Yeah, you know, coming into this game, we actually thought we had a pretty good shot. We've got some decent skill players as well. We knew that they had the two guys. They weren't quite as physical as like a Southeast Saline, so we really felt we could play with them. There at the first half, you know, we got down there and almost scored 14, kept that game close. That might have made the difference in the game right there.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you that. You know, you're down 14-7 late in the second quarter. You get down there to the, about the 18-yard line in that incompletion, and, you know, just that 74-yard run just kind of flipped the script, and they score on that. And looking back, do you see maybe some of the air out of your team kind of go out instead of being maybe tied or down one score, being down two scores there at half?
Yeah, definitely. You know, there was a minute and 50 left, and we stacked the house there. And he kind of broke it to the outside, and he was off to the races. Definitely took the wind out of our sails there.
I think you got to give your team a lot of credit, though, tonight. They hung with them. I mean, through pretty much two and a half quarters here, they were toe-to-toe with this team. And, yes, Riley Kenny made the big plays. But, you know, after your first couple series, just couldn't get the ball rolling, down 14-0. Your offense looked pretty good at times there, and kind of getting around the edge there with Jason, also Blaine.
Yeah, I thought the offense, you know, there's two drives that they looked really, really solid. We couldn't pull the ball down. Every pass seemed to be a little bit high. I don't know if that was the wind or what, but we did have two very good drives. You know, we didn't let them have a lot of big plays. They did march us on it pretty easy, though.
You mentioned the wind may have played a factor with the ball sailing there tonight, and I kind of wonder if maybe one of those passes that King had kind of got it hung up in the air. But you have to give credit to your team as well. They didn't give up at the end there. They got aided a little bit by some penalties there by Riley Kenny in the fourth quarter, but they did a good job of sustaining it, that last drive, that 90-yard drive, to get some points on the board there and, you know, kind of go out at the end of the season here with kind of a high note there.
Yeah, I would say this team overall, they've really never let down. You know, if you get two scores on you, it's pretty easy to let the wind out of your sails. But these guys have always fought to the very end. Smoky Valley, we come back and won it. We played to the very end in every game.
Been a season. It's been a kind of a roller coaster season here. And how would you describe this 2020 Scott City team? I think you saw a lot of improvement, and I think it really started with week four after maybe getting their daubers down a little bit, starting out 1-2.
Yeah, you know, Cimarron was a tough team this year. You know, after we got beat by Holcomb and then Cimarron, we were down a little bit. We kind of came back. We had some good games in there. You know, Colby was a great opponent. We come out and played very, very well. Beat them 28-0. So we did have some good games. Concordia had a nice quarterback, and we were able to win that game. It was a successful season.
And also really successful seasons as well because of, you know, the year 2020 with COVID and everything. Did not have a cancellation of a game. Riley County had one in the middle of their season, and a lot of others in the state had cancellations of some games during the year. And I think that's a big positive. Scott City was able to get 10 games in, the max that they could have with their season come to an end here.
Yeah, you know, and I think that goes out to the town folks and everything else, the administration. You know, we wanted to play football, and we were going to live life, and I think that's all we did. We played every game. We played hard every game. We played to the very end, and these guys got their senior football season.
Yeah, the seniors, 10 of them, see their careers coming to an end tonight here, and you know, you take a look at a lot of them. About the handful played were starters 2-3 years here, and, you know, they gave a lot of great efforts and testament to stick through it all 4 years.
Yeah. Well, these guys are great. You know, just something watching them over the last 2 years. They're the type of guys that you want to work, you know, you want them as an employee. You can just tell that they're there to work. Great kids. You know, it didn't finish for them the way they wanted to. But I guarantee if you ever have a chance to hire one of these kids, they'll do a great job for you.
Thank you once again there to Landon Frank and also the coaches for all the access all season long. This is a fun team to cover and a fun group of kids. And just to kind of echo the sentiments there of Coach Frank there, what he said about the good group of young seniors that they're going to be losing. And, you know, Coach Turner's mentioned this in our coach's show a couple of times there, that you know, this is a group of seniors that he'd helped coach football since third grade with his son Dutch being a senior as well. And so he's followed this group there, and a good group of kids, and they will be missed. And they had a pretty good run here this year, really did a great job of fixing things in the middle of the year, and after being down 1-2 to start the season and rattle off 4 in a row there and have an opportunity to host a playoff game, and thought that was big as well. So kudos to the seniors for getting things corrected there and getting better along the way and leading the way, and the whole team did get better as the season went on. Final numbers in the game, Scott City ended up with 247 yards of offense, 162 on the ground on 35 carries. Jace Thomas with 111 yards on 16 carries and 2 touchdowns. Blaine Culp had one of his better running games, 7 carries, 44 yards, wearing the Beaver Blue for the final time. And Harrison King, just kind of a tough night, 85 yards passing on 14 to 26 with 2 interceptions there. But Isaac Trango had three receptions, that is, for 31 yards. Carson Froh and Blaine Culp each had 4 receptions as well, kind of a balanced attack there. 5 different receivers caught the ball for Scott City, as they had 4 penalties for 30 yards. They were just 4 of 11 on third down, 2 of 3 on fourth down. Riley County did not attempt a fourth down. They were just 2 of 6 on third down. They ended up with 379 yards of offense, 309 on the ground on 36 carries, led by Nick Allen. He had 26 for 234 for touchdowns. Trey Harmison, 5 carries and 74 yards and a touchdown. He also caught a touchdown pass from Connor Hawley, who went 3 of 7 passing in the game for 70 yards. They had a total of 14 first and 10s, just 2 of 6 to mention on third down, and they had 3 penalties for 4 penalties for 35 yards in the game. But in the end, a tough loss for Scott City to a very good Riley County team. They're going to get the pleasure of playing Andale at home on Friday night in the section around the 3A playoffs. Andale, of course, undefeated, a 9-0 on the year, defending state champions. Boy, that's going to be a tough game for Riley County, but that was a very good Riley County team. Once again, thanks to all the seniors for all their contributions here. And, of course, this is our final sounds of the game here, and thanks to the coaches all season long for all the access. And it was fun watching this team really mature as the season went on. And thanks again for listening here to Sounds of the Game, featuring Scott City here on WesternKansasNews.com. For the final time for this in 2020, I'm Adam Kadavy.